创世纪第四章第三节。
Genesis chapter 4 verse 3.
三节，有一日，该隐拿地里的出产为供物献给神。四节。
4.
亚伯也将他羊群中头生的和羊的脂油献给神。神看中亚伯和他的供物。第五节。只是看不中该隐和他的供物，该隐就大大的发怒，变了脸色。六节。
6.
神对该隐说：“你为什么发怒呢？你为什么变了脸色呢？”七节。
7.
你若行得好，岂不蒙悦纳？你若行得不好，罪就伏在门前，他必恋慕你，你却要制服他。这里谈到人类第一对兄弟。该隐跟亚伯啊，献祭的事情。
The first brothers, Cain and Abel, made sacrifices to God.
该隐呢，他是种田的，亚伯他是牧羊的。
And Cain was a farmer, while Abel was a shepherd.
哦，当然，他们啊，把他们收成的啊，这个农作物啊，或者是啊，这个牛羊拿来献给神。
And in the course of time, both of them brought what they had to the Lord.
该隐献上啊田里的出产，亚伯也将他羊群当中头生的还有羊的脂油献给神。
Cain brought some of the fruits of the soil, and Abel brought the firstborn of his flock.
啊，但是结果啊，神看中亚伯还有他的供物，但是看不中该隐和他的供物。
But God looked with favor on Abel and his offering, but not that of Cain.
于是啊，该隐就很生气啊。
So Cain was very angry.
啊，神告诉他。
But the Lord said to him,
你为什么生气呢？
Why are you angry?
神告诉他原因出在哪。
And God told him the reason.
啊，说你若行得好，岂不蒙悦纳？
If you do what is right, will you not be accepted?
在这边我们看到说，神悦纳人的献祭啊。
Here we can see the reason that our offering is acceptable to God.
这里说啊，神看重亚伯和他的供物，神看不重该隐和他的供物。
The Bible says the Lord looked with favor on Abel and his offering, but not on Cain and his offering.
神不是单单看供物，而是先看献祭的那个人啊。
God looked first at the man who made the offering, not the offering itself.
也就是说，神不只悦纳所献的东西，神更悦纳献祭的那个人。
God looked with favor at the offering, but more so on the man.
我们要先成为神所悦纳的人，才能够献上神所悦纳的祭。
We have to be someone who is in God's favor before we can offer something in God's favor.
为什么神不悦纳该隐所献的？
Why did God not accept Cain's offering?
因为神不悦纳该隐这个人。
Because Cain was not in God's favor.
为什么神不悦纳该隐？
So why?
神对他说：“你若行得正，岂不蒙悦纳？”
God already said to him, "If you do what is right, will you not be accepted?"
可见问题不出在该隐所献的东西，而是出在该隐这个人呐。
The problem was not in what he offered, but in himself.
我们来看约翰。一书的第三章十二节。
Let's read 1 John.
约翰一书三章十二节。
First John chapter 3 verse 12.
十二节，不可像该隐，他是属那恶者，杀了他的兄弟。为什么杀了他呢？因为自己的行为是恶的，兄弟的行为是善的。这里更再一次的告诉我们，为什么神不悦纳该隐所献的物啊
？This verse tells us specifically why God did not accept Cain's offering.
哦，不是神啊，喜欢吃肉啊，不喜欢吃蔬菜。
It was not because God liked meat and not vegetables.
而是神不悦纳该隐他的这个人啊。
But God did not accept Cain's actions and himself.
神悦纳亚伯。
But the Lord favored Abel.
因为亚伯的行为是善的，该隐的行为是恶的。
Because Cain's actions were evil and Abel's actions were righteous.
哦，所以从这里给我们一个观念。
So this teaches us a lesson.
我们今天要来侍奉神，我们今天要来奉献。
If we are to serve the Lord and to offer to Him,
啊，不在于你所做的工作。
It is not, it doesn't matter what you do.
也不在于你所奉献的金额。
And how much you offer.
在于你这个人是不是神所喜悦的。
But it has to do whether or not you please the Lord.
我有先成为神所喜悦的人啊。
You have to be in God's favor first.
你所献的祭才会蒙神悦纳。
Then God will accept all of your sacrifices.
所以我们从该隐啊，他的献祭，我们可以得到这一个结论。
And this is the lesson from Cain's offering.
啊，在弥迦书的啊，弥迦书那边啊，谈到说啊，神所悦纳的是什么
？The book of Micah also tells us what is an acceptable sacrifice to God.
我们来看弥迦书。
Let's turn to Micah.
弥迦书第六章的第八节。
Micah chapter 6 verse 8。
弥迦书六章八节。
Micah chapter 6 verse 8。
八节，世人啊，神已经指示你何为善，他向你所要的是什么呢？只要你行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与你的神同行，这就是神所要的。
These are the things God wants.
神所要的祭呀，就是这个。
This is the sacrifice He wants.
就是你个人，你的品性。你的行为啊
，It is a sacrifice of your character and your actions.
好，所以在这里也让我们看出，神要悦纳你所献的，神要悦纳你所做的侍奉，要先悦纳你这个人。
So before we can make a pleasing sacrifice to God, we ourselves have to be pleasing to the Lord.
好，我们再看第二个人物。
Let's now study the second character.
巴兰假先知。
The prophet Balaam.
有关这个巴兰的记载啊，详细记载在民数记的二十二章到二十五章。
And what he did was recorded in Numbers chapter 22 to 25.
好，他确实曾说了一些啊很重要的预言。
At first, he spoke very important prophecies.
啊，比如说民数记的二十四章十七节那边他说啊，有星要出于雅各。
And in chapter 24 verse 17, he says that.A star will rise from Jacob.
啊，在新约的时候啊，新约时代，几个东方的博士啊，去找耶稣的时候，曾经向叙利王说：“我们在东方看到他的星。”
And when the wise men went to see Jesus, they told King Herod, "We saw a star from the east."
这些博士们啊，他之所以知道耶稣降生，就是根据这个。预言的传说。
And the wise men knew that that was a sign of the birth of Christ because of this verse.
会有新星的啊，会有新的记号。
Because Balaam prophesied that a star will be the sign of the Savior.
所以很有可能是根据巴兰的这个预言而来的。
It's very likely it came from this prophecy of Balaam.
巴兰啊，虽然说了这么重要的预言
，So even though Balaam spoke very important prophecies,
但这并不意味着他就是一个成功的侍奉者。
But that alone doesn't mean he was a good and successful servant.
他不是一个先知啊。
He, in fact, is not a prophet.
啊，虽然有人呢 用这个彼得后书的二章十六节那边。
And people refer to 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 16.
我们来看彼得后书的二章十六节。
Let's turn to 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 16.
我们看啊，十五节。
15 instead.
十五节，他们离弃正路，就走差了，随从比尔之子巴兰的路。巴兰就是那贪爱不义之工价的先知啊。十六节。
16.
啊，他却为自己的过犯受了责备。那不能说话的驴以人言啊拦阻了先知的狂妄啊。我们经常会以啊这两个经节啊。来看待巴兰啊，认为啊，巴兰是个先知啊。
Some refer to this passage and consider Balaam as a prophet.
但是如果啊，我们详细看这个彼得后书第二章啊那边呢、啊、所说的。
But if we read the entirety of 2 Peter chapter 2,
我们看二章的第一节
，beginning from verse 1,
一节从前在百姓中有假先知起来。将来在你们中间也必有假师父私自引进陷害人的异端连、买他们的 主啊，他们也不承认，自取速速的灭亡。二节
Two.
这样有许多人随从他们邪淫的行为，便叫真道因他们的缘故被毁谤。所以我们如果对照这两个经节啊，我们可以知道说，彼得啊是以从前的假先知与当时的假师傅来做一个相提辩论啊。
So, and put it in context, Peter was using Balaam as an example of a false prophet and a false teacher.
在列举这些假师傅犯罪的行为之后，
He listed the sins of the false prophet.
进一步的指出，他们所走的路啊，正是以前假先知巴兰所走的路。
And using Balaam as an example, he pointed out to the believers that they're walking on the same path as Balaam the prophet.
也就是说，巴兰啊，他是这些假先知、假师傅的老前辈啊。
Balaam was one of the false prophets of the past.
我们如果再看约书亚记那边的记载，
And if we read the book of Joshua,
就不称他先知的。
Where it did not call Balaam as a prophet.
我们请看约书亚记的十三章。
Let's read Joshua chapter 13.
十三章的二十二节。
Joshua chapter 13, verse 22.
二十二节，那时以色列人在所杀的人中，也用刀杀了比尔的儿子术士巴兰。这里呀、啊、就不记载他是先知巴兰了。
Balaam was not called a prophet in this verse.
是称他为术士。
But he was just someone who practiced divination.
行邪术的啦。
Who practiced evil.
啊，由此可知啊，啊，巴兰不是先知的。
From this we can infer that Balaam was not a real prophet.
如果我们再看民数记的二十五章
，And if we read Numbers chapter 25,
巴兰的所作所为啊
，to see what he did and taught
啊，他教导摩押王如何陷以色列人于罪恶当中
，He taught the Moabites to seduce the Israelites
啊，来招致神的降罚
，so that the people were punished as a result，
更证明他只是一心要贪得摩押王的赏赐。这才是巴兰他侍奉的目的，他的真面目。
It showed his true self that he served the king of Moab to get rewards.
民数记二十四章的第一节。
Numbers chapter 24 verse 1.
我们看民数记二十四章第一节。
Numbers chapter 24 verse 1.
二十四章一节，巴兰见神欢喜赐福于以色列，就不像前两次去求法术，却面向旷野。这里呀、啊，讲巴兰啊，不是求问神，是在求法术啊。
And again, this verse tells us that Balaam did not turn to the Lord, but rather to sorcery.
一再的显明，巴兰在名义上啊是个先知啊，但是在实际上，他只不过是个江湖术士。
So Balaam may be called a prophet by name, but he is not a real prophet at all.
是撒旦的差役啊。
He is a servant of Satan.
而不是神的代言人。
And not a speaker of God.
虽然略懂一些真理知识。
And even though he knew some of the truth.
但是他却没有属灵的生命。
But he did not have a spiritual life in him.
啊，有着敬虔的外貌。
He had an appearance of reverence.
却没有敬虔的实意啊。
But he was not reverent within.
这样的侍奉何等突然。
So his service was in vain.
怎么能够蒙神的悦纳？
How could his service be acceptable to God?
因为所做的全属虚假。
What he did was false.
只不过贪图一己私利罢了。
And he did what he did to gain riches.
以敬虔为得利的门路。
And he used his faith and his reverence as a way to earn money.
我们不要忘记约翰福音四章二十四节所说的。
We have to remember what is recorded in John chapter 4 verse 24.
神是个灵，所以拜他的要用心灵和诚实拜他。
God is spirit, and we must worship him in truth and sincerity.
所以巴兰的侍奉只不过是以敬虔为得利门路的侍奉。
So Balaam's service only served to earn himself money.
我们再来谈第三个人物。
Now let's go to the third example.
高人一头的扫罗。
Saul, who was taller than other men.
他的侍奉是爱虚名胜过爱神的侍奉。
His service was one that loved fame more than God.
圣经里头对于扫罗生平曾经做过结论。
The Bible concluded, summarized the life of Saul as this.
简单。指出他失败的两个原因。
He pointed out two reasons of his failure.
我们请看历代志上的第十章。
Let's turn to 1 Chronicles chapter 10.
历代志上十章。
1 Chronicles chapter 10.
十三节。
Verse 13.
十三节，这样扫罗死了，因为他干犯神，没有遵守神的命，又因他求问交鬼的妇人。十四节
，14，
没有求问神，所以神使他被杀，把国归于耶西的儿子大卫。这里圣经对于扫罗的生平的失败做了这两项的定罪。
The Bible gives us two reasons for Saul's failure.
第一个，没有遵守神的命令。
First, he did not keep the word of the Lord.
第二个，没有求问神，而去求问交鬼的妇人。
Second, he did not inquire of the Lord. Instead, he inquired a medium.
让我们来对照圣经啊，看看他失败的经过的始末如何。
So let us look at the beginning and the end of Saul.
首先来看看他没有遵守神的命令这一项。
First, how was he unfaithful to the Lord?
记载在撒母耳记上的十五章。
This is recorded in 1 Samuel chapter 15.
撒母耳记上十五章记载扫罗奉命要去击杀撒玛利这个亚玛利人呢。
This chapter tells us that he was commanded to attack the Amalekites.
好，我们来看十五章。
Let's read 1 Samuel chapter 15.
第三节。
Verse 3.
三节，现在你要去击打亚玛利人，灭尽他们所有的，不可怜惜他们，将男女孩童吃奶的，并牛羊骆驼和驴进行杀死。这是神要撒母耳先知给扫罗的命令。
God commanded King Saul through the prophet Samuel.
每次当我们读到这里的时候，我们会觉得说好像好残忍啊。
And when you read this, you might think God is very cruel.
但是我们如果知道他的背景
But if you know the background of this,
亚玛利人是以色列人他们的仇敌。
The Amalekites is the Israelite nemesis.
当以色列人在出埃及走旷野路的时候
，When the Israelites were wandering in the wilderness,
亚玛利人趁着他们疲乏困倦击杀他们近落后的人。
The Amalekites often attacked those who have fallen behind.
并不敬畏神。
They do not fear the Lord.
我们来看《申命记》二十五章。
Let's read Deuteronomy chapter 25.
申命记二十五章的十七节。
Deuteronomy chapter 25 verse 17.
十七节，你要纪念你们出埃及的时候，亚玛利人在路上怎样待你。十八节
，18，
他们在路上遇见你，趁你疲乏困倦，击杀你近后边软弱的人，并不敬畏神。十九节
，19，
所以主你的神使你不被视为一切的仇敌扰乱，在主你神视你为业的地上得享平安。那时你要将亚玛利的名号从天下涂抹，不可忘记。所以根据这里，扫罗领了神借着撒母耳所颁的命令。
So Saul received this command from God.
结果扫罗有没有彻底遵行呢
？But did he follow through with it?
他出兵是出兵了。
He did send an army out to battle.
击打亚玛利人，击打。但却只遵行了一半。
But he only went so far.
我们看回撒母耳记上的十五章第九节。
Let's turn back to 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 9.
第九节，扫罗和百姓却怜惜亚甲，也爱惜上好的牛羊、牛犊、羊羔，并一切的美物，不肯灭绝，凡下贱瘦弱的，尽都杀了。扫罗啊，他是有出兵啊，有带领这个军队啊，去击杀这个亚玛利人啊。
And Saul sent an army to kill the Amalekites.
啊，但是却没有照神的吩咐。
But he was not faithful to the word of God.
对扫罗来说啊，他自认为啊，他已经大功告成了。
At this point, Saul believed it was mission accomplished.
啊，他已经遵循了神的命令了。
He had done what God said to do.
啊，难道扫罗真的不懂军令如山、军纪似铁的道理吗
？And didn't he understand that a soldier must obey all commands?
啊，他懂啊。
He must have known it.
在这之前，跟这个非利士人在密抹之战啊的这一场战役里头啊。
Before this, they battled the Philistines.
好，这记载在撒母耳记上的十四章。
It was in chapter 14.
啊，他的儿子约拿丹因为啊不知道扫罗啊，他发誓。凡不等到晚上向敌人报完仇，就吃什么东西的人，必要受咒诅。
And before that, Saul has given a command saying, if the anyone who eats before the battle is over in the evening shall be cursed.
哦，那他用他的杖啊，沾了地上的蜂房的蜜啊，啊起来尝了。
And Jonathan had tasted some honey.
啊，扫罗知道了啊，要把他处斩了。
And Saul wanted to kill Jonathan because of that.
啊，这场战役啊，约拿丹是大功臣啊。
Even though Jonathan was a great warrior in that battle.
要不是约拿丹他勇于突破现状，不可能有啊得胜的这个果实啊。
If it weren't for Jonathan, they would not have defeated the Philistines.
所以所有的百姓啊，替约拿丹来求情。
So the people pleaded for Jonathan's life.
如果不是这样，约拿丹早就被他的父亲扫罗用抗命的大罪啊给处斩了。
Or else Saul would have executed Jonathan for treason.
啊，所以扫罗不是不晓得这个军令如山的严肃性哎。
So Saul knew how severe it was to disobey any command.
但是他又为什么来违抗神的命令呢
？But he himself disobeyed God's command.
当撒母耳向他转述神的指示
，When Samuel spoke of God's word to him，
我们看撒母耳记上十五章十八节。
Let's read chapter 15, verse 18.
十八节，神差遣你，吩咐你说，你去击打那些犯罪的亚玛利人，将他们灭绝尽尽。十八节，你为何没有听从神的命令
？18.
急忙掳掠财物，行神眼中看为恶的事呢？
19.
啊，从啊这个这段这两个经节来看呢、啊，在神看来，扫罗不但没有胜利，反而失败。
In the eyes of God, Saul was not victorious, and in fact, he was defeated.
啊，让神的正义之师啊，成为掳掠财物的土匪强盗。
Because the army of God became plundering robbers.
为什么他会这么做？
Why does Saul do this?
我们想想看，如果扫罗照神的吩咐，他默然的出兵灭绝尽尽，又默默的回来，有谁知道他多伟大？
If Saul has sent an army to battle and come back with nothing, who would know how glorious the battle was?
有一句话说啊，愚昧的人啊，总是认为他所做的是最重要的事情，逢人就告诉人啊。
A fool will want to tell everyone something important that he did.
扫罗深恐人家不知道他有多伟大。
Saul was afraid that no one would know of his great deeds.
啊，所以他来一个啊，鲁迪王啊，这个啊，这秦迪王鲁迪物啊，凯旋而归啊，接受万百姓的欢呼颂赞。
So he must have thought it would be glorious to come back with the enemy's king and their wealth.
这不是比那个啊、这个默默的回来还好吗
？Is it not better to come back with nothing？
啊，不但这样子啊，啊当时的人要知道我扫罗多伟大。后代的子孙也应当要知道，所以扫罗跑到加密去立一个纪念碑啊。
And not only did he want the people of his days to know him, know Saul, he also wanted the later generation. So he set up a pillar in his name.
高人一头的扫罗，的确是爱出风头啊。
He wanted to be famous.
他失败，不但没有听从神的命令，甚至是行神眼中看为恶的事。
And so he failed because he disobeyed God and did evil.
所以撒母在悲愤当中的责备话语里面讲了绝世的警语。我们看二十二节，十五章二十二节。
Let's read verse chapter 15, verse 22.
二十二节，撒母耳说：“神喜爱啊，喜悦燔祭和平安祭，岂如喜悦人听从他的话呢？听命胜于献祭，顺从胜于公羊的油脂。”二十三节。
23.
悖逆的罪与行邪术的罪相等，顽梗的罪与拜虚神的和偶像的罪相同。你既厌弃、神的命令，神也厌弃你作王。撒母耳讲出了这个绝世的警语啊，不是单单警告当时的扫罗王，也是对我们今天所有侍奉奉献的人一个最大的警告。
Samuel's warning also applies to us today.
所以扫罗他第一个失败，抗命非常明显。
So the first failure of Saul was that he was not faithful to the word of God.
我们看出他是看自己的荣耀胜过神的荣耀啊。
His own glory was more important than God's glory.
再来，我们看啊、他第一个失败的原因，他求问交鬼的妇人。
Saul's second failure was that he inquired of sorceress.
啊，我们刚刚啊、在读这个历代志上那里啊，那边说啊，扫罗没有求问神，而去求问教会的妇人。
In Second Chronicle, we just read it says that Saul inquired of the sorceress and not of God.
但是如果我们对照这个撒母耳记上二十八章那边所记的。
But if we refer to 1 Samuel chapter 28,
我们来看28章第6节。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 28, verse 8.
我们从5节看。
Let's start from verse 5.
5节，扫罗看见腓力士的军旅，就惧怕，心中发战。6节。
6.
扫罗求问神，神却不借梦或巫灵或先知回答他。7节。
7.
扫罗吩咐臣仆说：“当为我找一个交鬼的妇人，我好去问他。”好，以下省略。从这里呀、的记载，我们看到说，扫罗他确实啊有求问过神呐、是神自己啊不回答的。
So you might think, here it actually says Saul.Did inquire of the Lord first, and it was God who did not answer him.
啊，神不借着梦、巫灵或者先知来回答他。
The Bible says that the Lord did not answer him by dreams or Urim or prophets.
神不理会他所问的任何事情。
God ignored Saul's questions.
扫罗啊，无可奈何啊，才出此下策啊，去找这个交鬼的妇人呐、
So Saul had no other choice but to seek a medium.
啊，为他招来。鬼所假扮的撒母耳
and as a result, the devil disguised himself as Samuel and appeared to Saul.
但为什么啊？刚刚我们在读历代志上的第十章那里啊，竟然记载啊，说是他没有求问神，而求问教鬼的妇人。
But yet, Chronicles tells us that Saul did not inquire of the Lord.
有啊，他有求问啊，是神自己不回答。
But where here in 1 Samuel, it tells us that he did.
啊，他。被逼得无可奈何、才去求问交鬼的妇人。
It was because he had no choice.
啊，怎么还说他没有求问神呢
？So how could we say he did not never inquire the Lord?
原因出在哪里
？So what's the problem?
扫罗他对神的侍奉马虎，随自己的喜好。
Saul took lightly the word of God, and he did according to his own will.
经常反复无常啊。
He often changed his mind.
为了要应付啊面前的急难。
He was facing great troubles.
连那个只有啊，这个撒母耳才可以献祭啊，啊的这个职分啊，他都敢月份来献祭啊。
Even though only Samuel could offer sacrifice to God, but Saul once offered sacrifice himself.
好，再来，他嫉妒大卫。
And he was also jealous of David.
他追杀大卫。
And he wanted to kill David.
大卫比他有意，大卫有两次的机会可以杀掉他，但是大卫没有这样。
Even though David had two chances to kill Saul, he did not.
啊，当大卫向他表白的时候，他说：“你比我有意。”
Even Saul confessed that David was more righteous than he.
当场啊，发誓不再追杀大卫。
He vowed not to pursue David's life anymore.
但是没有多久之后啊，故戴复萌啊。
But not after, long after that, he wanted David's life again.
出尔反尔啊。
He kept changing his mind.
我们都晓得说，君无戏言啊，一国之君怎么可以开玩笑？
And a king of a nation must be true to his words.
更何况他是奉神的名发誓的。
Especially when he...made the vow in the name of the Lord.
所以他可见啊，他没有把神放在眼里，没有把神的事情啊，把他当成儿戏啊。
So it is clear that Saul did not fear the Lord, and he took lightly the name of God.
所以在神来看，他这种啊虚假的求问啊，也等于没有问啊。
So even though supposedly he inquired of the Lord, but he probably did it half-heartedly.
所以神给他的评语就是。没有求问神，求问教会的父。
So in the eyes of God, he never inquired of the Lord.
我们想想看，在我们的侍奉，在我们的信仰当中，我们是不是也有许多突然的祈求
？So in our own faith and service, do we have requests like these?
有啊，我们求了，但是啊，神都看作没有求啊。
Maybe we think we have asked and inquired of God, but in God's eyes, we haven't.
圣经里头那个啊，上圣殿去祷告的法利赛人。
The Bible tells us of the Pharisee who prayed in the temple.
哈，祷告了。
He did pray.
但其实就好像没有祷告一样。
But in God's eyes, he did not.
讲了一大堆啊，是在向神邀功啊。
He said so much, but he was only praising himself.
啊，但是那个税吏啊，他有没有祷告？
On the other hand, did the tax collector pray?
短短的一句，神啊，开恩赦免我这个罪人啊。
He didn't say much. All he said is, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner.
最后他马上蒙神的纪念。
But God remembers that prayer.
啊，并且得到主的称赞。
And Jesus praised him.
所以神绝对不会理会人虚假的求告。
God will not listen to any false words.
理会人虚假的侍奉。
He will not accept any false words.offerings.
神所悦纳的是真诚的祷告，真诚的侍奉。
What God wants is a sincere prayer and sincere service.
所以扫罗他的失败。
And this is why Saul failed.
啊，在于他的侍奉，他啊对神的态度啊。
It was because of his attitude to God.
看重自己胜过神。
He saw himself higher than God.
啊，今天我们的侍奉。不小心也会这样子。
And if we're not careful, we might fall into the same trap today.
会以我们自己的主观血气来做侍奉。
We will serve according to our own will.
我说这样办就一定要这样办。
You might want to do everything your way.
没有第二个意见。
Because there's no other way.
我说要怎么做就怎么做。
You should do what I say.
如果你怀疑我，你就是怀疑我的侍奉，怀疑我的忠诚，怀疑我对神的心啊。
And if you have a different opinion, you must be doubting my faithfulness to God.
有这么严重吗？
But is it that serious?
我们想想看，扫罗的见解。
We can look at Saul.
值得我们去思考。
And think about his service and what happened to him.
接下来我们再来谈一个。
Let me give you another example.
在我们的侍奉当中，在我们的奉献里头，我们也会有一个盲点。
We can make another mistake in our service.
我们刚刚讲的都是讲说这个对自己，现在我们讲说对人的。
The three examples I gave you were concerns the workers themselves within.
侍奉里头有一种叫做惧怕哈。
But now we can look at how we serve others, and there is a fear.
怕什么？怕人呐。
we fear people.
不敢说不啊。
We do not dare to say no.
让我们的侍奉没有原则。
Then we lose the principle in service.
最明显的一个人物，亚伦。
One example is the service of Aaron.
讨人的喜悦胜过讨神的喜悦。
He pleased men before he pleased God.
当摩西上山去见神，接受神所颁布的十诫法版。
When Moses was up in the mountain to receive the Ten Commandments from God,
百姓呢见摩西迟延不下山。
The people had waited for Moses to come down.
他不知道摩西到底出了什么事情。
And they didn't know what was going on.
他们就聚集到亚伦那边去了。
So they gathered before Aaron.
要亚伦对他为他们做什么呢？
And what did they want?
为他做神像。
They wanted Aaron to build them a statue.
我们来看出埃及记的32章。
Let's read Exodus chapter 32.
32章第一节。
Exodus chapter 32 verse 1.
一节百姓见摩西迟延不下山，就大家聚集到亚伦那里，对他说，起来为我们做神像，可以在我们面前来引路。因为领我们出埃及的那个摩西我们不知道他遭了什么事。二节。
Two.
亚伦对他们说，你们去摘下你们妻子儿女耳上的金环拿来给我。三节。
Three.
百姓就都摘下他们耳上的金环拿来给亚伦。四节。
Four.
亚伦从他们手里接过来铸了一只牛犊，用雕刻的器具做成。他们就说以色列这是领你出埃及地的神。五节。
Five.
亚伦看见就在牛犊面前筑坛，并且宣告说明日要向神守节。六节。
Six.
次日清早百姓起来献燔祭和平安祭， 就坐下吃喝起来玩耍。这里记载亚伦造牛犊的事情。
This is what Aaron did to make the golden calf.
百姓要求亚伦要造一个神像。
The people ask him to make them a god.
当然他们在埃及为奴那个地方的文化熏陶之下，做出来就是埃及的牛犊啦。
And since they grew up in Egypt, they made an Egyptian calf.
要求亚伦为他们造像。
The people ask this.
这一向都没有原则，没有什么主见，没有什么坚持的亚伦他同样秉持他以往的以人和为贵的作风就为百姓做了一只牛犊啦。
Aaron was not known for standing on his principles, and he listened to the people.
不要吵嘛，不管对不对啦，以和为贵嘛，以和为贵啊。
It didn't matter if it was right or wrong. He wanted to keep the peace.
这是亚伦他的软弱。
This is Aaron's weakness.
我们看亚伦，他铸了金牛犊之后。
And after he made them the golden calf.
他为牛犊筑坛。
And he built an altar.
他向群众来宣告，说明天要为神。为这个带领百姓出埃及的神来守节。
Tomorrow there will be a festival to the Lord.
我们刚刚谈到说，无论是这个巴兰或者是扫罗，他的失败，他们不蒙神悦纳的原因。
I have shared with you the reasons of Saul and Balaam's failure.
明显的是因为交鬼，或者是拜了外邦的假神。
It was because they had practiced divination and they worshiped false gods.
所以这个不蒙神的悦纳，这个不足为奇的。
And so it is not surprising that their service was not acceptable to God.
但是亚伦在这里所拜的，根据他自己的说法。
But if we read what Aaron says,
他不是在拜外邦的牛神呢。
He was not worshiping an Egyptian god of calf.
他不是在向外邦的假神在献祭耶。
He was not making a sacrifice to the false god.
他说他是在拜带领百姓出埃及为奴之地的独一真神
But rather, he was having a festival and sacrifice to the Lord, the one who brought them out of Egypt.
是在向这个独一真神在守节，在献祭。
He was doing all this for the true God.
那到底他错在哪里？
So what was his mistake?
首先呢、啊，在出埃及记的二十章那边，我们就看到哦，十诫明明明显告知啊，不可以啊为神来造偶像。
In Exodus chapter 20, God says very clearly, "Do not make yourself an idol of anything."
啊，不可以雕刻，也不可以跪拜偶像。
And do not bow down to any idol or worship them.
不可以为神来制造任何的神像。
Do not make any image of God.
哦，为什么呢
？Why?
因为神他是创造宇宙万物的真神。
God is the creator of heaven and earth.
啊，他全知全能。
He is all-knowing and almighty.
没有任何一个受造之物啊，可以跟他比拟的啦。
No creation can be compared to him.
如果我们硬要为神造像
，If we insist on making an image of God,
比如你造成牛犊
，Then you make a calf, for example.
那我们对神的认知就会局限在牛的身上。
Then your understanding of God becomes limited by the image of the calf.
他只是在地上爬的，天上的他管不着，海里面的他也没他的份。
If God is like a calf, then he has power only over the ground. What about the air and the sea?
我们把神造成老鹰。
If you make an image of an eagle to represent God,
同样的，地上跟海洋也没他的份。
Then does he have control over the sea or the land?
我们把神造成大鱼。
If God is like a great fish,
天空陆地也没他的份。
Then what about the sky and the ground?
这就是为什么神啊不愿意人造任何的像来代替他。
So God commanded us not to make any image of him.
没有任何的受造之物可以跟神比拟的啦。
Because nothing in this world can be comparable to God.
所以这些诫命亚伦他身为大祭司他当然知道。
Aaron as the high priest knew these commandments.
他之所以为百姓造金牛犊的原因
，But why did he create make the golden calf？
无非啊是受到百姓的压力
，Because he was pressured into it。
哈，如同他对摩西所说的话
，Just as he said to Moses later on。
我们看出埃及记的三十二章二十一节
，Exodus chapter 32 verse 21。
二十一节，摩西对亚伦说啊。这百姓向你做了什么？你竟然使他们陷在大罪里头。二十二节。
22.
亚伦说：“求我主不要发烈怒，这百姓专于作恶，你是知道的。”二十三节。
23.
他们对我说：“你啊，为我们做神像，可以在我们面前引领啊，那个领路啊，引路啊，因为领我们出埃及地的那个摩西啊，我们不知道他遭了什么事。”二十四节
，24.
我对他们说啊，凡有金环的可以摘下来，他们就给了我。我把金环扔在火中，这牛犊便出来了。好，我们看呢、这亚伦对摩西所说的话。
Read these words of Aaron.
说摩西啊，你不要那生那么大的气好不好
said, ？Don't be so angry, please.
啊，你呀、站在我立场想想吧。
Put yourself in my shoes.
这百姓专一作恶，你又不是不知道。
You know these people are prone to evil.
凶恶的很啊。
They're very mean.
啊，动不动啊就拿石头要打死我们，你忘记了。
If you don't listen to them, they remember they want to stone you to death.
只他没有说每次我躲到你后面去而已啊。
He never mentioned that he would hide behind Moses when the people wanted to stone him.
那要怪你啊，你自己不下来啊。
So it's your fault, Moses, because you haven't come down from the mountain for so long.
所以他们啊才会来吵我说啊，要我啊为他们做个神像。
So they came to me to make a god for them.
这也不是我的错啊。
It's not my fault.
我叫他们把耳环呐 统统摘下来给我。
I just told them to take their gold jewelry.
我把这些耳环丢到火里面，这只牛犊啊就噔噔噔噔就出来了。
And all I did was throw the jewelry into the fire, and abracadabra, out came this calf.
我想想看，有这个可能吗？牛犊便从火里面出来。
Was that the truth? Was that possible?
前面明明说啊，是用雕刻的器具做成的啦。
The Bible recorded clearly that they made the calf, they sculpted it.
你看亚伦怎么说哈
？But this is what Aaron said to Moses.
千错万错都不是我的错。
It's not my fault.
如果我有错，一定是你看错了。
And it's actually your fault.
我不知道啊。
I didn't know anything.
不关我的事啊。
It wasn't my problem.
啊，我来的时候已经这样了。
And the calf was there. I didn't make it.
哦，真的是太极拳高手啊。
And Aaron was a very good defense lawyer.
不敢说不，就是啊，不敢说不啊，不愿得罪人啊，这就是这个亚伦这个烂好人他的致命伤了。
But it was his mistake not to say no.
到底他闯下什么样的祸
？So, what problem did he make?
给以色列人带来怎么样的损失啊
？And what happened as a result?
为什么摩西会那么生气啊
？Why was Moses so furious?
我们来看，我们继续看二十五节。
Let's read verse 25.
摩西见百姓放肆，亚伦纵容他们，使他们在仇敌中被击刺。这就是亚伦啊，他捅出来的篓子的。
And this is the result of Aaron's leadership.
好，百姓放肆了，因为亚伦纵容他们。
He let the people go out of control.
哈，让他们在啊这个周围的仇敌当中啊被讥笑。
And they became a laughing stock to their enemies.
啊，属神的百姓啊，竟然沦落到啊畜生之名喽。
The people of God became the people of cattle.
啊。那个永生独一真神，那跟偶像又有什么不一样呢
？So how different are they from the idol worshippers?
更可怕的是百姓放肆了。
And the people were out of control.
啊，这里写的很保守说，说啊，坐下吃喝，起来玩耍。啊、
the Bible said very simply, they ate and drank and indulged in revelry.
那、啊、放肆的百姓，让有神的军队支撑的以色列百姓纪律淡然无存。
They were supposed to be the army of God, but they had lost control.
他们这个时候怎么能够承接圣洁公义的神所颁布的诫命呢
？And were they ready at all to receive the commandments of God?
眼看就要溃不成军了。
They were losing control of themselves.
要起乱子了。
They were not an organized army.
这就是亚伦他的失职。
And that was because Aaron failed to lead them.
所以从亚伦的失职我们知道
So from this we can learn
神绝对不悦纳也不容许人妥协之下的侍奉跟献祭
God does not accept a service that is prone to compromise
今天魔鬼最擅长用的技巧、啊、
And that's the trick of the devil today
啊，不是啊，吓你啊，让你不敢来侍奉不敢奉献啊
The devil rarely tries to frighten you to serve the Lord,
不敢来
to scare you from serving the Lord.
不敢敬拜真神啊
so that you would not dare to worship God.
而是啊，以假乱真啊
but he will give you half truth.
让你啊，自认为在侍奉真神
so that you are deceived into thinking you're serving God.
其实是在得罪神
where in fact you're sinning against God.
亚伦的见解值得所有侍奉的人深思啊
so Aaron's example is a good lesson to us.